WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl, Brooklyn Wesson here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Tennis tools for today's challenges. Now, let's be real, life can throw some curveballs, right? We all hit those moments where it feels like everything's going haywire, and that inner voice starts whispering doubts. You know that feeling when you feel completely overwhelmed by stress or just plain knocked down by a major setback? Well, I'm here to tell you. You are not alone. And guess what? Stoicism has got your back, even if it sounds like something straight out of ancient Rome. Don't worry, we're ditching the togas and bringing those timeless wisdom principles right into our modern world. Today, we're diving deep into finding that inner strength when life throws you a curveball. Because let's face it, adversity is inevitable, but how we respond. That's where Stoicism shines. It's not about being stoic in the sense of being emotionless, nope. It's about understanding and managing your emotions so they don't control you. Think of it as having an emotional superpower. So, what are some key takeaways from this ancient philosophy that can actually help us conquer those tough times? Here's the lowdown. 1. Control what you can. This one sounds super obvious, right? But seriously, how often do we waste energy worrying about things we can't change? That traffic jam, the weather, someone else's opinion, stuff like that is beyond our control. Instead, focus your energy on what you can influence. Your actions, your thoughts, your attitude. It's like choosing to be a captain of your own ship instead of letting the waves toss you around. 2. Accept what you can't. This doesn't mean becoming a doormat or giving up. It means acknowledging reality. Sometimes bad things happen, and that's okay. We can grieve, we can feel anger, but dwelling on it endlessly won't change anything. Instead, acceptance allows us to move forward with grace and resilience. 3. Live in the present moment. Ever find yourself lost in worries about the future or regrets about the past? Stoicism encourages us to stay grounded in the present. Take a deep breath, appreciate the small things, savor those moments of joy. They are the building blocks of a truly fulfilling life. 4. Practice gratitude. This is a game changer. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, our perspective shifts dramatically. It's like discovering hidden treasures in your own backyard. Start a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're thankful for each day. It can be as simple as a good cup of coffee or a sunny afternoon. 5. Find purpose and meaning. This is huge. What drives you? What gives your life meaning? When we connect with something bigger than ourselves, our challenges become opportunities for growth. It's like having an inner compass guiding you through the storms. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of stress? Maybe a big project at work was looming, or a personal struggle had you feeling completely overwhelmed. I remember this one time, years ago, when my world felt like it was crashing down around me. Deadlines were piling up, a close friend was going through a tough breakup, and to top it all off, my beloved cat decided that knocking things off shelves was his new favorite hobby. It was chaos. I could have easily spiraled into negativity, but instead, I took a deep breath and reminded myself of these Stoic principles. I focused on what I could control. Breaking down the overwhelming tasks at work into smaller, manageable steps, being there for my friend with a listening ear and a shoulder to cry on, and helping her declutter her apartment, a cat-induced chaos cleanup session. And finding joy in little things like a hot bath and a good book. Remember, adversity is not the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. It's how we respond that truly defines us. Embrace those challenges as opportunities to learn, grow, and become even stronger versions of ourselves. So, there you have it, 5 powerful tools from Stoicism to help you navigate life's inevitable storms with grace and resilience. Remember, you are not defined by your circumstances, you are defined by your choices. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you experienced a time when adversity challenged you? How did you cope? Share your story in the comments below. Let's support each other and build a community of strength and resilience together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.